Let's go live to a federal prison where we have Tiger King Joe Exotic on the phone. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Morning.
Good. You know, you sound a lot like Al in the shed. We have another guy who calls the show all the time.
Yeah.
From a shed.
Very similar.
And you two guys sound exactly alike. And it's funny because you're both in very small quarters.
Yeah, it's true. Right.
Go ahead.
If you watch Saturday Night Live, I almost sound like Bo and Yang now, huh?
Good hearing you again.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good. We were just collecting stuff for our Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus toy drive. We're doing an auction, and it's for kids. Do you have anything there in the prison that you could send us that we can auction off?
About 6 crackheads.
Nice. Nice.
That sounds like part of a song.
I was going to say part of a song.
6 crackheads cracking.
Right. 5 golden rings.
I could send y'all some autographed pictures.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
That's cool. That's very cool.
That would be awesome.
Just have Ruth get a hold of my girl, and she can email her or email me the address where to send them.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks
You're
so
the
much.
Best.
Wow. See?
He's in prison and he has an assistant. That's living.
Actually, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Maybe I would just mail myself out.
Joe Exotic's on the phone. We heard you got engaged.
Yeah.
Oh.
Congratulations.
That doesn't sound good.
That sounded bad.
That doesn't sound happy.
It's prison, but, you know, there's just issues.
I hear you.
There's issues everywhere, isn't there?
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like, are you guys...
It's just prison.
Right.
No, I mean, it's good.
No, that's marriage.
Marriage is a
prison. The prison asked me not to talk about it.
Oh,
okay.
Understood.
Okay.
Understood.
All right, now I get it.
How much?
I thought you meant you were doing it to get some extra benefits in prison.
Oh, no. No, I mean, no. You could get that all day long.
No, but you're truly in love.
He's amazing.
Excellent.
Excellent. All right.
Good
so
to hear.
We'll move on. We don't want to get you in trouble.
No.
We're just happy.
Send him to the hole for 30 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic is on Tiger
King.
You've
been in prison before, haven't you?
Surprisingly, no.
If you saw me.
Send you to the hole for 30 days. Yeah. For everything.
How long have you been in now?
Going on 7 years.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All right. Enough already.
That's crazy.
We got to get you out.
We got to get him out.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Trump will wake up this time and let me out sooner than later.
Now, towards the end of his first presidency, there was some talk. It felt like that might happen.
There was some
movement,
yeah.
Did you have any communication with him?
Well, you know, on the first time around, I was on the pardon list. You know, Sean Hannity verified it. A bunch of other people verified that I was on the list. Excuse me. And then January 6th happened, and everything got all screwed up.
Oh, you know? Yeah, right. That's a little snag.
And, you know, I'm in contact, you know, with Laura Loomer, my attorneys, John Pierce and Roger Roots represent 35 January 6ers, so they're in touch with Trump Circle. Don Jr. is one of my big advocates, you know, and it's a long shot, but I'm praying that Matt Gaetz gets confirmed for the Attorney General because he's probably my biggest advocate for a pardon.
Really? He's acknowledged you?
We have video of him saying that I deserve a pardon.
Okay.
Wow.
But he would have the power to actually, with the evidence that we have, proven that I'm innocent now, he would actually have the power to go to the court and dismiss my charges.
Wouldn't that be weird if he becomes the Attorney General and it's like, all right, what are you going to do first?
Right.
Got to let the Tiger King go.
I'm cool with it.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Let the Tiger go. Let the Tiger go.
We have Joe Exotic on the phone live from federal prison, and I saw that you wrote a letter.
This call is from a federal prison.
Yes, it is.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to, I don't only want to walk out of here. I want to be in his cabinet as the director of the Federal Fish and Wildlife.
You know what I like about this approach is you're not like, I just don't want to be let out. I really want a job.
Yeah.
That's great. I like it.
And so
I want to help.
He could say, well, you know, it seems like a lot, but letting them out doesn't seem that much now.
Right.
Mm. You ask for a lot, you get a little.
Exactly.
But it's everything you want.
I have two goals, and that is to be the director of the Federal Fish and Wildlife, and I want to testify in front of Congress of what really goes on in here.
Nice.
That would be a great service to other people who are in prison.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know?
Well, it would be a great service to the entire country, because let me tell you, the taxpayers are getting screwed.
How are we getting screwed?
For what it costs, or what they're charging the taxpayers to house an inmate, you're not getting your money's worth. Not at all. This is a system built to make you come back, okay? If you don't have the willpower, and thank God that I have the support system I have, because in 7 years I've never touched any alcohol or drugs or smoked a cigarette or anything else. But
good for you.
Most people that come in here, if you're not a druggie when you come here, you're going to be when you leave.
Oh, really?
Well,
yeah, it's crazy.
And there's this whole, like, black market trade in there, right?
Oh, yeah. My meth is $7,000 an ounce. Cigarettes, $225 a pack.
Wow.
How do you get $225 to pay for a pack of cigarettes?
Well, I mean, there's people in here that's got money on the outside world, you know?
Oh.
Man.
Oh, wow.
So it goes down to the
film. Yeah. And then there are things you could do for credit with these people, or?
Well, see, now, and that's where the taxpayers get screwed the most, okay? Because what happens is everybody runs up a bill, okay, $1,000, $2,000, and they can't pay it, so they have to check in, which means you have to go to voluntarily to the shoe and you can't walk the yard anymore. Then what happens, the Bureau of Prisons has to ship you to another prison, which means that you're gonna have air marshals, you're gonna have an airplane flight, you're gonna have all that expense to ship this little crackhead from one prison to another prison for 10 years. It's Whoa. Just a big Ponzi scheme, is what this is.
Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, live from federal prison. How can people help you?
Get on joeexoticofficial.com and share the evidence link and make sure that the world knows that the evidence is there that I am innocent and I don't belong here.
It feels weird when you look at, you know, what's out there. It does feel like you were railroaded.
Yes, you were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you see the evidence that's on the evidence link, they have the videos now of everybody admitting perjury. You know, Carol Baskin even posted two videos on her YouTube channel that my lawyers got before she realized she really screwed up, of the hitman talking to one of her people about how he made it all up. Yeah, it's crazy. But what's crazier is, you know, Tiger King 2 on world television, they all admitted to this, okay? And then the hitman went one step further and took the producers of Tiger King and my lawyers to the zoo and showed them where he hid a murder weapon out in the woods, that their original plan was to kill me. Why am I still here? I don't get it.
It's Seriously. Weird. And that's the one no one watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, because I think if everyone watched it, there'd be outrage.
Yep.
But why does the Department of Justice not care?
Let me ask you something. If you're out, like, on the edge of a building and no one's around, there's no cameras, and you're up there with Carol, would you just, like, give her a little nudge, you know? I think, like, most of the planet would just, like, just be like, poof, oh, 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 did I do that?
I'm sorry.
Just a little push.
Did I get you?
She slipped. She slipped.
Oh, she was like the most hated person on the planet during that, while that was hot.
She's pretty evil. She's pretty evil.
Yeah,
pretty evil.
She
is very connected, you know? Yeah. Who else gets away with murder in this country like that?
Seriously.
My niece, who just got married this past summer, when she started dating her now husband, one of the first texts she sent him, because it was during COVID.
Yeah.
So they didn't even go out on a date yet. She sent them a text. Carol Baskin did it. One of her first texts.
Nice.
I mean, the whole planet, I feel like,
it's pretty
felt
obvious.
Like she did it.
Oh, pretty obvious.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you You know what's crazy is the sheriff's department there in Hillsborough proved that Don's will was forged, okay? And it's stamped on the will that Carol's the one who designed the will and filed it with the county. So who forged it other than Carol? But you know,
this call is from a federal prison.
Never been a charge filed against her, so she's pretty connected.
Yeah, she is very good at what she does, and that's being evil, you know? Like, that's very, very good.
Yep.
Yeah, so. But, you know, I'm on appeal, and if Trump don't help me, I'm sure I'm going to win my appeal. I just wish I didn't have to sit here through a year-long appeal. But, you know, just her reputation since I've been in prison shows that this was all cockamania, because you know she came out on Dancing with the Stars
and
her famous enough, and then she come out on the news as being bisexual and right. That didn't keep her in the news long enough. Then she came out to asking Trump to give me a pardon if I ratted on all of the other animal people. So you know you got this batshit crazy lady.
Yep.
They can't decide if she is scared of me or she wants to help me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
I like cockamania. That sounds like some kind of a weird wrestling event. That might just be on special websites.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Maybe a Joe Fantasy.
That's some kind of old you out there.
Joe Exotic, Tiger King on the phone. Joe, before we let you go, and it's always a pleasure to speak to you, and I hope people go to your website and help you get out.
Yeah, it's JoeExoticOfficial.com. There's three ways you can donate because I still owe a ton of money for lawyers.
Bummer.
But the big thing is to show the world that I'm innocent, so spread the evidence like around.
I just want to play a clip of this guy, Alan the Shed, who calls the show all the time.
Okay.
Hey, I have a Muhammad Ali hand casting. It's like a little plait of his hand.
I mean, you speak way better than him, but the voice is similar.
You do a duet.
That is pretty funny.
Joe is more eloquent for
yes. Yes.
That is pretty funny.
All right. Well, can you say, hi, Al?
Hi, Al. How are you doing, buddy?
Nice.
We got it.
That's awesome. All right.
One day we'll party naked, Al.
he would do it.
He'd do it.
Al used to be a stripper.
All right, Joe. Yeah. Thank you for calling, man, and be strong.
Yeah.
And I look forward to having a beer with you sometime.
Exactly. Good luck, man.
Out here. Out here.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.